WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Lexington Parks and Recreation has long had a program in therapeutic recreation, programs providing opportunities for persons with disabilities to enjoy activities through recreation, leisure, and play. Jill Farmer is Recreation Manager Senior with the Lexington Parks and Recreation. Jill, thank you very much for talking with me. I met one of your colleagues recently at a festival near downtown Lexington, and we chatted a little bit about therapeutic recreation. Can you tell us, what is therapeutic recreation?
So therapeutic recreation is a discipline, not unlike any of the other disciplines you hear out there, music therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, but we use intervention, education, or recreation strategies to get and work with individuals who have disabilities across the lifespan.
And this is done, I guess, just taking the words literally, using recreation, using, I guess, types of play, perhaps, in a therapeutic context. And is this a relatively new discipline? Because I have to admit, like when I was in medical training, I don't think I ever heard that expression.
No, it's not too new. I mean, it's been around since World War II. A lot of the therapists in recreation that worked with the veterans that were coming back to the veterans units with injuries and disabilities at that time. So we've been around for quite a while. We just might not have been talked about very much.
Yeah. And how did you yourself become interested? Is this something you knew early on in life that you were going to do, or did you come by it in a different way?
I think I always knew that I was going to work in some type of field that served individuals with disabilities of all kinds. I had a dear friend in my childhood who had a sister who had Down syndrome, and I really enjoyed creating ways for her to be included in the things that we did without disabilities. But I actually was pursuing a special education track when I went to the University of Kentucky, and I started my classroom rotations, and I thought, I don't know if I can be stuck in a classroom all the time. So I went to my advisor, and he advised me to look into taking a class in therapeutic recreation. At the time, that UK had a program, and he didn't want me to declare a major right away. He said, don't rush into it, just see if it talks to you, and surely it did. And 35 plus years later, I've been working in the field and still just as passionate about it as I was the first time, and have been so blessed in the career that I've had.
And what sort of offerings does Lexington have for therapeutic recreation, and who would be the target audience, the typical client for these types of things?
So therapeutic recreation can work in so many different arenas. I mean, you can work in clinical settings like rehab or acute care. You can work in psychiatric care or mental health assistance. I am just fortunate enough that I get to work in a community parks and recreation program. So we target anyone who has a disability ages 5 and up. I think our oldest client right now is 68 or 69. And we work with them to get involved in the programs we offer. And we offer programs year-round. We have programs that are specific to fitness and your overall health. We have programs that are more cultural in nature, like we have music programs and choir programs and dance programs and things along those lines. Anything that you can think of that a person without a disability would do for their recreational pleasure, we offer some kind of a modified program for that. And the program here in Lexington has been around since 1955. It was originally started by Dorothy Large, who was very active and supportive of the Special Olympics movement in the Lexington area at that time, as well as the programming for seniors in the city of Lexington too. So she was instrumental on two fronts. And one of the first programs that she helped start was a summer camp at Castlewood Park. And it was funded through the Kennedy Foundation. So they called it Camp Kennedy. And then shortly after that, she started a bowling program. And then 70 years later, well, 71 this year, we will, you know, realize that we probably offer well over 50 programs a year, if not more than that, and to individuals who have disabilities. And one of those programs, some of those programs, we're getting ready to expand. We have a new facility that we're hoping to complete this fall inside of Shillitoe Park. We will share that space with the senior population as well. It will be called the Senior Therapeutic Recreation Center. And we will be doing probably another 50 programs just inside that building alone.
For folks that want to learn more, I'm assuming they could just go to their search engine of choice and put in Lexington Parks and Recreation, a therapeutic recreation. Would that work?
That's correct.
And before we part, Jill, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about therapeutic recreation in general or the offerings that Lexington Parks and Rec has?
I think what I'd love for people to know is that we have this program available. And because we really are one of the best kept secrets in Lexington, because, you know, a lot of people don't know that we're here, even though that we've been around in just in Lexington for 70 years. I would want them to know that individuals with disabilities have just as much of a right to be engaged and involved in their recreational pursuits, and that there's a way for them to do that. And if we're not able to provide that service, then we have a partner or someone we know in the community that can. And there's so many wonderful organizations and agencies out there that can help support them. We are a fee-based program, but there are also resources out there to help them pay for those fees. And we have a very, very generous scholarship program. And just check us out. We've got some really great things to offer.
My thanks today to Jill Farmer, Recreation Manager Senior for Lexington Parks and Recreation. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.